Today, a first in the Senate.
The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm Betsy DeVos as President Trump's education secretary. A tiebreaker like that hasn't happened before with a cabinet nominee. With two Republican senators siding with Democrats against DeVos, it was one of the most bruising cabinet fights in recent memory. Now the question is, what does DeVos's confirmation mean for the nation's 50 million public school students and 20 million college students? For that, we turn to Anya Kamenetz of the NPR Ed team, who's been following this story and is with us now. Hi there.
Hi, Kelly.
So tell us first why DeVos's nomination was so controversial.
Well, as Senator Chuck Schumer put it during the extended floor debate, DeVos represented, in some people's eyes, a negative trifecta. There were questions about her qualifications as someone who's never worked in schools, about her philosophy, she was seen as favoring privatization, and about her ethics as a billionaire GOP donor who had given tens of thousands of dollars even to some of the senators who voted against her. And, you know, I think on a broader level, there's been so much organizing energy among people that are opposed to the Trump agenda, and it all just coalesced around this one nominee.
She did win the confirmation, though. So why did so many senators vote for her?
Well, her supporters in the GOP were led by Lamar Alexander, who's a longtime chair of the committee, and they lauded her as an outsider, as someone who's very well equipped because of her record to fulfill both the desire for local control, which is seen across a lot of the GOP when it comes to education, as well as increased access to choice, which is something that Trump did talk a lot about during his campaign.
So then remind us exactly what the Secretary of Education actually does.
Well, it's both a symbolic role and a substantive one. You know, the Ed Department is a big federal bureaucracy. They collect a lot of information about our schools. They're responsible for accountability, for testing, enforcing that. The Ed Department covers Title I funding for poor students. IDEA is the Education Act that covers students with disabilities. And they also administer federal grants and loans, which are so important for our college students.
Given that DeVos is a big proponent of school choice, how do you think she'll promote that as education secretary?
Well, it's funny. She may do it the same way her Democratic predecessor, Arne Duncan, did, through some kind of competitive grant program that encourages states, you know, she can't compel them, but she can encourage them to promote choice with a little bit of incentive money. And during the campaign, Trump started throwing around the figure of $20 billion for choice and vouchers. We don't really know where that money might come from, but DeVos's organization, the one that she chaired before she became education secretary, highlighted a device called tax credit scholarships. And this is a way that corporations can offset their tax liability and donate directly to scholarships for students to attend private schools. And the reason that this is sort of favored as a new twist on vouchers is that it's revenue neutral in a sense. You don't have to pass a new tax or new allocation to fund it.
What are some of the other issues she'll be taking on?
On the higher education side, DeVos said in a hearing that she wanted to, quote, review rules that require colleges to actively police sexual assault, and that is a concern for some campus activists. And she's also perceived as being friendlier towards for-profit colleges as well.
You talked about how states and local governments already have so much control. In what areas can we see DeVos making her mark?
Well, some civil rights advocates have raised concerns that with a federal hand who really has expressed her belief that states should be making a lot of decisions, that there's going to be less enforcement of kind of key regulations across the country that have to do with GLBT equality, that have to do with civil rights, with segregation, as well as the interests of kids with disabilities.
That's Anya Kamenetz of NPR's Ed Team. Thank you.
Thank you.